If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
You are listening to the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by the YouTube channel for ultimate relaxation and meditation. Lucid Life Vibes on YouTube. For guided meditations connecting your mind to your body, this head-to-toe relaxation connecting to your breath, entering into the theta brainwave state of mind, into the gateway of relaxation, quieting your mind, stilling your body, connecting with the knowing within you. As you drift off to sleep, you enter into this delta brainwave state of mind where your body is healing, replenishing, awakening to all possible possibilities. In between the theta and delta brainwaves, there's this gamma brainwave state of mind, and this is where you astral travel, you lucid dream. The brain is incredibly active in this gamma state of mind. So in between the theta, this relaxation, and the delta of sleep, there's the gamma brainwave state of mind, this powerful state of mind can be accessed through relaxation, this quieting of the mind. Lucid Life Vibes offers the relaxation, the meditations, and the ASMR for you to simply chillax, allowing you to let go and open to what is wanted. I hope you'll join me on YouTube at Lucid Life Vibes. There's playlists for meditations, for ASMR, your ultimate relaxation channel. For ad-free podcast, join Patreon. The Patreon app is the place to support your favorite content creators. The Lucid Life Vibes 1111 portal offers ad-free podcasts, half-casts that are only on Patreon, other bonus content, and daily posts. So join me on Patreon. I post there every single day. You're always knowing what's going on in the Patreon portal. Thank you to everybody in Patreon for supporting not only me, but Lucid Life Vibes. You are now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal. Oh, this is going to be a good one. You might need your foil hat for this one again. You just might. What the shift? What the shift? I know that we are all feeling the shift. If you listen to my podcast, you've been feeling the shift. It's unavoidable. I've been on repeat for over a year talking about we are all shifting whether we are aware of it or not, just like we are all manifesting with our thoughts and words and actions, whether we're aware of it or not. Awareness is our superpower, because when you're aware and you can acknowledge what is wanted, you create that. However, there's this physical shifting, the becoming. It's interesting because the very first podcast here was about attraction and vibration and how there's no law about it. Everything that is occurring is proving to me and to others there is no law of attraction, law of vibration. The laws are not the high vibrational ways of the universe. It's just not. Now, this could have been the ways of planet Earth before 2012. The laws, the legality, everybody kind of doing the same thing, thinking the same thing, mentality, like this normal. There is no normal in the universe other than the abundance of movement and flow. You see, this higher vibrational, non-physical reality, this life force energy that is creation energy, is like your thoughts. These powerful thoughts of what are wanted, creating what is wanted. Not getting caught up on the unwanted and the black holes, the heaviness, the density of the universe, the unwanted. It's sucked in. The heavy density gets sucked in to the black holes where the movement doesn't stop. And I know the universe is taking all that heavy, unwanted energy and density and is transforming it. And there's this nonstop in and out flow through the universe. The creation, the life force energy, the yes now of what is wanted is creating. Creating galaxies and planets and suns. Life force energy is constantly creating new suns. These suns within the galaxies, within the systems, are bringing the life force energy to the planets, the planetary bodies, and all these galaxies and solar systems. It's just life-giving energy. However, within the universe, there's different vibrations. There's different dimensions. And when we go up higher and lighter out of the heavy density, there are no laws about it. It's just the in and out flow. It's the natural way of life. It's the natural way. The in and out. So when you go lower into the density, the heavy parts of the universe, it becomes illegal, becomes hard, dense. So when we look at planet Earth before 2012, and you go back 2012, 10,000 years, rough, really heavy, the war, the religion. So I like to go back previous to 10,000 years ago. I like to talk about Atlantis and higher vibrational times on planet Earth, because you see, planet Earth has been moving throughout the universe for a very long time. However, we tend to only look back a couple of hundred years. And so if we were to see that 2012, we moved into a different location and time in the universe, a different part of the universe, it's different. The energy is different. And we've been there now for 13 years. We've been in this different part of the universe for 13 years. There's a becoming that's happened. This has become physical. So part of this new physical reality and being in a higher, lighter vibrational part of the universe is this invitation to go higher and to let go of the heavy density. So what are the things of planet Earth that are heavy and dense? Well, look at the stuff from the past 10,000 years. I mean, human trafficking is this number one reign supreme mentality and mindset on planet Earth. That's pretty heavy and dense. right? Human trafficking being this number one moneymaker on planet Earth. That's heavy and dense. This idea that plants and people are somehow illegal, that's heavy and dense. Life, how can life be illegal? How can life, something that naturally grows on planet Earth, how can that be illegal? Do you see the vibration in that? So it's interesting when I'm talking about what the shift in this massive shift that we're physically experiencing together on planet Earth. When I go back to even the first podcast, all of these podcasts from the past have lined up for this one. They all feed into this podcast, this moment. We've been shifting. We've been shifting this entire time. There has been massive momentum forward. So let's go back and let's talk about this idea of law and legalistic, how heavy and dense. But when we go up higher and lighter into the movement of the universe and abundance of this movement, that nothing is moving backwards, there are no retrogrades. There's no Groundhog Day of repeating. You can certainly repeat thoughts, words, memories. Repeating is a choice. Replaying is a choice. It's a choice. Everything in life is a choice. However, the universe is always spiraling forward, this forward trajectory. And it's also a choice in your energy, your matter, therefore your energy and your vibrational. However, we have many vibrations within us. There's the mental, physical, and emotional layers and pillars to the experience. There's past, present, and future. Many people are bouncing between past and future. When in this present now moment, when you can be in the present moment, feeling even the unwanted, your negativity, the stuff you don't want, but you're able to shift your perspective and know nothing's negative. The only thing that you're feeling that's negative is just unwanted for you. It's for you. It's personal. It's the me, myself, and I. Now, here's the thing. You sit in the stuff you don't want. Now you're going to match vibration with other people sitting in their unwanted. However, if you could allow yourself to shift up and out of the unwanted and say, oh yeah, this is unwanted for me. Hey, listen, I've experienced a lot of unwanted for myself over the past few months, really the past year. I mean, if we're looking at the constructs and we're looking at the systems of the earth, I've been caught up in the social media algorithms and the constructs. It's frustrating as a live streamer, a podcaster, a content creator. This banning and shadow banning and the algorithms, this is part of the shift. So it's interesting because when you go back in the podcast, I did a shift video, a shift podcast. And I also did a shift video over on YouTube. So there's a podcast about the shift. And there's a video on YouTube about social media shifting. I've been a part of this roller coaster of the shift the past year. The social media is an extension of the physical. And the social media causes a lot of the emotion. So is there this vibration as in you were like a tuning fork? Absolutely. But do you have multiple vibrations? Yes. 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 There's thoughts. There's words. The words are spelling out what you want. They're spells. There's a vibration around your thoughts, what's happening in the mind, the words, the conversations, the throat. What? That's the overactive. That's the self-talk. What are you saying in your head to yourself that nobody else can hear? What is that vibration? If your thoughts are like a tuning fork, your words are a tuning fork, your heart's a tuning fork, Your body's a tuning fork. There's this alignment in the shifting of your thoughts, your words. So there's this internal shift first. The thoughts, the words, and then there's the physical. And we're having a physical experience. Now, since we've moved into the year 2012, things are faster. It just is. And when you know nothing's retrograding, that you're not stuck in the past, and you can come forward in the present moment, not even being in the future, and feel the wanted and unwanted for yourself and allow that shifting to occur. What's interesting is if you could look back on the times that you were in school or learning something new, could you allow yourself moments of shifting? Could you just treat it maybe as college? Hey, I'm going to shift over 4 years. Oh, is 4 years too long? Okay, I'm going to shift over 4 months. How about 4 weeks? How about 4 days? Do you even give yourself 4 days? I mean, it's crazy how many people think it's so instant right now. The thought is, the words are, but there's this physical playing out, the becoming of it. So a lot of things are instant, but some things, there's a physical manifestation of the time. And what's interesting is this, I'm an open channel. And so I do a lot of energy readings, and they're life-changing. They're powerful. Most people, I would say 90% of people, when I ask them towards the end of their reading, if there's anything specific, they ask me about time. You know what I want to say to everyone who asks me about time and their energy reading? Well, I don't know. That's up to you. What's your timing? What's your timing? I don't do that. What I do is I go in and I ask the higher self and the energy for the encouragement and inspiration to make it now. Yes, now vibrations. However, the physical happening, there's a gestation period. That's part of it. So again, when you're in school, when you're learning, when you open to learning about something, you allow yourself the time to become or to learn it. It's interesting because babies and children and kids, they're all given this time to learn and become. But then all of a sudden, it's just cut off. Now you're not given the time to keep learning and growing and becoming. That doesn't make sense. I mean, I have a child who's 22 years old. And one perspective of being a parent is to push on time. You should be doing this. You should be this. You should and should them based on time and age. I'm not that kind of parent. We're not that kind of, we don't even think that way. It's individual. It's what are you creating? What are you manifesting? You have all the time there is. You have all the time and space there is. It's unlimited. Take your entire lifetime to become. Take your entire lifetime. It's interesting because this all pushing to do things by certain ages, pushing, right, certain accomplishments. And then if those things don't happen, now you're a failure. Well, you've pushed yourself into relationships. You've pushed yourself into environments. You've pushed yourself into situations. And now there's a reality to what you've pushed yourself into, or maybe someone else. So when you can back off of the time and say, I have a lifetime, I have forever, anything is possible, everything is possible, and let go of that. But then to say, you know, I really want this now. Okay, well, open to it now. You can start shifting this conversation around time for yourself. So if there's something that feels like it's going to be forever, it's going to take forever, and you keep thinking those thoughts, saying those words, it will. Because your thoughts and words are manifesting. Every thought, every word manifesting what you want or don't want. So if there's something you do not want, say it. I don't want this. This is not what I want. Because I want this. For me personally, when I look at the shift for everyone in planet Earth, it kind of comes down to these vibrations we're shifting out of. Blame, shame, guilt are the lowest of the vibrations. This is judgment. This is really getting involved in other people's vibration and their choices, right? This whole victim, he did, she did. Yeah, the real painful, unwanted stuff. Then there's lack and limitation. Well, blame, shame, guilt, all that can come out of lack and limitation, but it can also come out of jealousy and envy. So is it lack and limitation that causes the blame, shame, guilt, the jealous and envy? Is it the lack and limitation around what is possible that it's not happening for you? Because when you're shifting, you're moving out of something that was into something that is what? Possible. There's an allowing yourself to become that, to move into that. But it's on you. It's not on anyone else. And what's interesting is the amount of people that are realizing about law of attraction. I mean, the amount of people that have been attracted to me about law of attraction is amazing. Because I keep talking about there is no law. There's no law of attraction. There's no law of vibration. It's a matter of matter. Everything is energy. Everything is vibration. But there's a lot of energy and a lot of vibration. We're having a planet Earth experience. We all have our own individual vibration, but there's layers of that. It's interesting because when you work with people that are experts with sound and when it comes to the biology of the body, it's fascinating. They will talk about moving really high quality tuning forks through the fields of the body, the layers of the body, and what's going on. It is so fascinating. Sound and vibration and the attunement and tuning and alignment of you, mental, emotional, physical, all of that, the mind, body. And so when you look back at the past podcast here on Lucid Life Vibes, we talk about all of this. We talk about the vibration. We even talk about specific numbers and what they mean and the vibration of that. Vibration is everything, but there's a lot of vibration. It cannot be simplified to one vibration. For example, when you talk to experts around sound and vibration and biology, they will tell you there is not a specific frequency for chakras. That chakras, I'm not even into chakra talk. I see things more like Tesla, mind, heart, gut. The headspace, the pineal gland, the magnetic heart, the gut instinct, your hands. Oh, your hand. I could go on and on about hands, how incredible our hands are. The life force energy. I feel this is living light technology. Our higher selves that come in through the top of our head that consume us this light. Activating our light body, the Merkaba, the timeless spaceship that we are, the physical and non-physical aspects of self. There's so much more going on than the physical experience, but for many people, they're unaware of this, and many people are awakening to this. And so a lot of people talk about spiritual awakening, spirituality. I don't use the word spiritual because there's no separation. There's no disconnect from things being, it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. So I don't use the word spiritual or spirituality. Our spirit selves are our higher selves. Always, always, they are always present in the non-physical and as a light body. Always. And maybe this is the realm of heaven for some. And in between our physical lives, when we're physically manifested, we return back to the fullness of who we are. And there's a lot of people in their low vibrational state of lack, limitation, guilt, shame, blame, jealousy, and envy. They want people to rot. They want people to experience hell and be disciplined or payback or revenge for what they've done here on earth. And what happens is, as we all leave this physical experience, we all return back to the wholeness of who we are. I think the only judgment that comes forward is self-judgment as we look back. And so there is an idea of many people wanting people to suffer in this afterlife. And really, they just return back to the wholeness and fullness of who they are. So there are a lot of people opening to this idea of what vibration is, what energy is, what the matter is. It's a matter of matter. So a lot of this shifting is a matter of matter. What's real? What's not real? Is it vibration? Many people are waking up to there being no separation of spirit, non-physical. A lot of people are waking up to this idea of vibration, and a lot of it's through this idea of law of attraction. Law of attraction might have played in before the year 2012 in some ways. This idea, though, that everything coming at you matches your vibration, it's not true. And this idea of the second you match vibration with whatever you want, there it is, also not true. The mental alignment of what's wanted is instant. The words can be instant. The inspired actions can be instant. You could absolutely sit like a monk in a meditative state of mind and match vibration of everything you want and just meditatively sit there. Now, when you do that, if you're not going to have any momentum or physical action, you're just going to sit there and be a giant magnet, there's going to be waiting. There just is, because you're not interacting with the matter physically. There is mental, emotional, and physical. It's all part of it. So I did a study on the past 100 years on planet Earth around manifestation. I looked at law of attraction. I looked at different manifestation techniques. I looked at all of it over this past 100 years. And I found out some really interesting things and repeating patterns. Here's what I'd like to say. We're having a physical experience. We are physical beings. It is physical. Part of the physical is non-physical. Absolutely. I have a podcast on this. When you can connect the mind, body, spirit, and this oneness of you, that's self-mastery. It's amazing. However, there's many people that haven't connected with their spirit, and they have this mind-body connection where they're in the flow. And it's amazing for them. They're creating an amazing life. There's different ways that people are really tuning into this flow, this ease and flow of who they are. It's kind of like being that athlete, right? In that moment of just perfection where it all comes together and they just perform and it happens and it's magical. But it's like that every day of your life, you're just in the flow. You're just yes, yes, yes. There are a lot of people connecting their mind to their body, making it happen. Powerful creators on planet Earth that are totally unaware of their spirit or higher self or the non-physical. So can you have this amazing life, this in and out flow of self? Yeah, you can. A lot of people are doing that. However, there's many of us that feel this connection. We know there's more. There's also been this past 10,000 years on planet Earth of religion and control and mind, right? So if you look back on my podcast, I bring you to the I. Right, the I, talking about the control on planet Earth, the controlling of the narrative. So there very much is this false narrative false history, and a lot of programming has been done through the eye. And if you're interested in this mind control and what happened over 10,000 years, yeah, there's absolutely people on planet Earth that want to shut down the consciousness and higher consciousness of humans. There is this force to control and shut things down. Absolutely. I mean, why is Atlantis being hidden? Why are the history books wrong? Why are they trying to convince us that Christopher Columbus discovered stuff when things were long ago discovered? There's ancient civilizations everywhere. It's amazing. There is a control. There is a shutdown. And that's another podcast. We don't have to be a victim to that. There is an all-seeing eye. There is the seeking to control. However, part of the shifting and shifting out in the movement in 2012 and being in this different part of the universe the past 13 years is that heavy density is falling away. That's why there is a grasp for control. And there's an invitation to shift up higher and lighter out of that. You don't have to be a victim. And you don't need to have revenge. And you don't have to fight about it. You can fly about it. Fly away from it. This whole fight or flight mode is part of the shift as well. The stuff that you don't like, the stuff that makes you sick, the stuff that is a no for you, that should be your inspiration for what is wanted. You see, the lack and limitation is the ultimate no for me. I see that that is the cause of so much unwanted, lack and limitation. So I allowed that lack and limitation to inspire me. If lack and limitation were to inspire, what would that feel like? Abundance and movement. All possible possibilities. So for me, my thoughts are limitless. My conversations are limitless because I am limitless and I am manifesting a limitless reality for everybody. I also want wholeness, happiness, and health for everyone, not for specific people, everyone. There's enough for everyone. There's always more. I'm telling a story for everyone, not just me, everyone. There's no lack and limitation for anyone and no judgment in my manifestations because it's limitless for me. It's for all. I believe my thoughts are enough for me and for others. Could you imagine for others to get involved and to put their thought forward on that? Could you imagine if we all put our thought forward on that? That's how you shift reality. That's how things shift. The thoughts, the words. So let's go back. All of the stuff that we don't like about planet Earth, illegal, the human trafficking, the bad stuff, the lack and limitation, all of that. Look at how much truth has come forward. Look at how many bad guys we've been purged of. I mean, think about it. Since 2012, look at how many people have come to, like how many situations where the truth has come to the light. The truth has come to light. We see it. You see it. These people out themselves. Or the system's falling apart. It is happening. The year 2020 was the ultimate awareness. We could all see all over the planet. The shutdown was planet-wide. It wasn't just one government, one location, one place. It was the entire planet. We all felt this. In the year 2020, it brought forward this idea of freedom. What will you think? What will you do? It also brought forward security. What are you secure in? Where does your security stem from? And it really brought forward this idea of freedom of mind, body, and time, which is the fourth dimension. So everyone is now aware of their freedom or lack of. We're all shifting money energy. 2020 was part of that. We're all shifting our health and wellness. 2020 was a part of that. We're all shifting out of the legal, the control. 2020 was part of that. The systems of the earth. I mean, look at the systems of the earth and how they got hammered in 2020. And now look what happened. The systems, the things that looked like we're controlling everything in 2020, now look at the reversal. So much has changed since 2020. So much has changed. For example, Twitter in 2020 was a part of this absolute false narrative and shifted the reality. Talk about the control. Now here we are in 2023, and I think this is interesting. I've been bringing forward the X for a long time now. The X has been coming forward, and I've also been bringing forward the 27 on repeat. And so many of you know that Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion in the year 2023, and part of the shift was the Twitter files and the truth coming out about Twitter. The narratives, the control, even the political control from both sides. There was very much this control. The banning, the shadow banning. There was even a company that was created to track people's names and keywords through social media to know who they should ban and silence and hide. It all came forward. And on the 27th of July, which is the seventh month of the year, so 7/27 of 2023, so we're in the year of 7, 2023 equals 7, the year of the seeker. So the date was 7/27/7. And Elon Musk changed Twitter to X. The day before, which was the 26th, was the congressional hearing on UAPs and UFOs in the United States of America. The congressional hearing is part of the shift. We now, as humans, will no longer look at UAPs, UFOs, this idea of alien, non-human life, whether it's off-planet, whether it's multidimensional, whether it's temporal, time travel, it doesn't matter, the origin. It's never going to be viewed as conspiracy theory again. This is common knowledge now. We now can have different conversations about this. So UFO is unidentified flying object, meaning unidentified. And UFO never meant alien. That's what's so crazy. It's unidentified. So the stealth fighter, they hid the stealth fighter for 30 years. They said the stealth fighter was not real and denied it for 30 years. The stealth fighter is pretty amazing technology. If you've never seen a stealth fighter, whoa, that would look like alien. So the stealth fighter was known as a UFO for 30 years because they said it didn't exist. Well, it was man-made. So a lot of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are man-made. They just haven't told us they have the technology. So part of this conversation that happened on the 26th of July in the year 2023 was about the conversation. Is it man-made? Is this military? Is it another government? Is this of Earth? Or is it off Earth? Not of Earth. Alien, right? Alien. Not of Earth. Off planet. Well, if we're going to talk about not of planet Earth and alien, it could be from another planet. It could be from another galaxy. It could be somewhere in the universe. Well, this opens temporal time and dimensional. Everything is dimensional. Everything is time, time and space. The fabric of time and space is the universe. There are so many simple conversations we don't have as humans, and we're going to have these conversations. This is going to be mainstream. And I'm excited that I've been having these conversations for a long time. I love this. I love that multidimensional is going to be a common conversation, because it should be. We should all understand what dimensions are. We should all understand that everything is matter, energy, vibration, but it's layered. It's not, we are not one single tuning fork. Just like the heart doesn't have a specific vibration. That, you know, this idea that 528 hertz is for the heart. It's for the whole body. It's for every cell. People that work with biology and sound and specialize in this, they'll tell you. There's no assigned vibration for different parts of the body. It's whatever feels good to you. 528 hertz benefits the entire body, every cell of the body, head to toe. You see, it's not about these parts and compartmentalizing, and that's what's been going on. That's part of the cover-up. So if you talk about, oh, blocked chakras, oh, this specific blocking, or this only one part of the body, the system of the body, you're missing the wholeness. You're missing all the system. It all works together. There's so much more going on. It all works together. And so this idea of compartmentalizing, that's what's been going on with the cover-ups. So when you look at military, when you look at government, they've all been so compartmentalized. It's this idea of distraction and entertainment and, oh, you just focus on this aspect, not all of it. So it's interesting when you look at these scientists that talk about the James Webb telescope, the Webb telescope, even the people that had their hand in inventing the Webb telescope will tell you, oh, it was so compartmentalized. I only focused on this aspect of it. So there's people, when they talk about the Webb telescope, they talk about just the waves, that they were just going to monitor these waves to prove the waves of the Big Bang and the wave frequency and what the waves are doing. Other people are focused on what the other galaxies are doing. None of them look at the whole picture of the universe, the wholeness of it. It's just the same thing of taking a snapshot of something and just replicating that. Now you have parallel Earths. Now you have replications. That's not how the universe is. The universe is not full of 30 or like an infinite number of Earths. There's one Earth, just one. There's no parallel reality of Earth. I guess there could be, but there's not physically. There's not. So this idea that we somehow are on a simulation, in a we are in a way that all of our thoughts are feeding this planet Earth experience. But we are physically on planet Earth. Planet Earth is an actual physical planet. We're not like Neo in some vat of goo and we're having a mental playing out of things. That's not what's happening. So we're having a physical reality. We are physically alive on planet Earth, but there's a non-physical aspect of us in spirit. I know there's also past, present, and future versions of ourselves. So I know that there are other versions of me right now in other dimensions. And that's a whole nother podcast and a whole nother. So when you open your mind and you shift your perspective of reality, of physicality, of the universe. You see how everything can change and shift? So a lot of people have been shifting their earth view, their world view. This has been coming through a lot the past couple months. So many readings that people are getting where their view of earth is shifting. And that's because earth is shifting. Earth is changing. Absolutely. The ancient civilizations are coming to the surface. Things are shifting on planet Earth. Absolutely. There's a shaking, a purging. But then there's also humans that are shifting their perspective of Earth and realizing Earth is also electromagnetic. The Earth goes through different phases. There's cycles. And the Earth is in a different cycle and phase. We're in a different part of the universe. The Earth is responding differently. We are responding differently. So there are a lot of people that feel like things are heavy and dense and it's end times. And they're caught up in the low vibrational, the legalistic, the lack and limitation. And it's going to get real heavy and dense. While others are shifting up higher and lighter. So when you have a congressional hearing, when you're talking about, are aliens real? Is there non-human life? Are they coming in spacecrafts? Is this happening? For some people, when they hear yes, yes, it's happening. Yes, this is common. Yes, it's being hidden. They think fear. They're scared. They're scared. What's going to happen? And some of the reports were fear-mongering reports that negative stuff has happened. Well, guess what? There's been a lot of interaction with alien life on planet Earth over the past 10,000 years when we've been in this low vibrational part of the universe. There's been negative stuff that has occurred, negative interactions. So as these stories come forward, yes, absolutely. Roswell, all of that, negative situations. But now we're in a different part of the universe. So when Oumuamua came through, that wasn't a negative situation. It was actually, nobody was on that craft. It was an empty craft. It was an old, abandoned craft. We're going to see more crafts. And the reason why the truth is coming out is because we're in a different part of the universe. We're going to see this stuff. We're going to see it. One of the pilots in the congressional hearing talked about how they upgraded their technology and there was everything because of the upgrade in technology. Not only is the technology upgraded so we can see this stuff, but we've upgraded because we're in a different part of the universe. Our technology has upgraded. We can see it. It is there. It is happening. And that it can't be hidden anymore. NASA, all the governments, they know we're in this different part of the universe. NASA, all the governments, they saw Oumuamua came through. They told us it was something it wasn't. And I think Oumuamua coming through, people thought it was going to be metallic and look like Star Wars or Star Trek. A lot of the crafts, especially ancient builder race, and Lyrian crafts are going to look like meteors. They're going to look like planetary bodies. They're not going to be metallic. It is different. There is this heavy, dense, legal, fear-based, fear-mongering, lack and limitation, survival mode perspective. Then there is this perspective of miracle and the universe and far more going on. And it's time for the shift to occur. It's time. A lot of our children feel the heaviness and it doesn't feel good trying to fit into planet Earth. A lot of our kids don't fit into the schooling systems and the curriculum because it's not true and they know it. A lot of our children just don't, a lot of us didn't fit in and we're forced to. It's different now. It's time to bring forward new information. We are electromagnetic. Nothing can ever block or stop us. The earth is electromagnetic. We don't have to save the earth. But there's a purging. Part of this healing is purging. And the shift is the shift of your perspective. How do you expect a physical reality to become and manifest if the thoughts and words are not feeding that? If the actions and momentum is not different? There was a podcast I did around this riptide and tidal wave. The tidal wave of energy is happening now for many people because the shift has occurred mentally and emotionally. So how do you allow yourself to shift? How do you allow it to become physical? How? Well, you got to stop fighting against it. You have to let go of the resistance. And there's an invitation to allow the false beliefs to leave. Nothing's blocking you. Nothing's stopping you. There's nothing in your physical body that has a blockage or stoppage. All the stuff that feels unwanted, the heartbreak, the pain, the tension, is just what you don't want. It's the unwanted. So is that unwanted a past trauma, a past event that you can let go and rewrite a story for? Or is it false beliefs and thoughts? Maybe it's people around you and their false beliefs and thoughts. Maybe it's the environment you're in. Maybe you truly do feel like a victim and a slave to your situation. Well, let's shift that. So you start with the words, the thoughts in your head. And you stop with the fight or flight. The fight or flight in the body and the mind. You breathe. Breathing in your nose, out your mouth 7 times or more, calming the parasympathetic part of your nervous system. Making the conscious choice to shift your thoughts and your words. You start writing it down. Write it down. Write what you want. You tune other people out. You attune your thoughts and your words so that your mental and emotional vibrations shift to match those thoughts and words. And then what you have to do is step back on time and say, I'm shifting my thoughts and words right now. I'm going to let go of this stuff while it's happening. So here's the invitation. Either let go and surrender and go lighter and higher about it and let go of the time. And if you can't do that, then go all in. Go full force focus. Either let it go and go lighter about it and know it's happening. And it doesn't matter when it's all happening. It's happening now. And you're just going to be excited for everything positive that happens. And anything that negative continues or plays out, you let it go. Because here's part of the thing. You had so much momentum going in another direction. Think about the old thoughts, the old words, the old stuff. That all had momentum. You had a riptide and a tidal wave of all that momentum. So now you're shifting that. Well, you got to allow the riptide and the tidal wave of the new momentum. Every day you have new momentum, every thought, every word. That has got to be enough in the shift. It cannot be about what other people are doing to you or for you. You got to comfort yourself. You got to do it for yourself. Shifting for yourself. And when you do it for yourself, you'll be an example to others. And I would like to invite you, when you're shifting your thoughts and your words and your reality, shift it for you, not for everybody else. They have their own vibration going on. It's so fascinating to me in my coaching program, and I do couples coaching because I've been married for 23 years. I understand what that dynamic is and to have a child as well and raise a child. The people in my coaching program that are single, it is tremendous. And the ones that are single that even back off their kids and the people around them and just focus on themselves, it is powerful. So powerful. Really getting entangled with other people's vibrations and their thoughts, that's tough. And there is some walking away. There are relationships that are just not serving you. They were part of the past vibration, the unwanted. You forced it on yourself. I mean, I'm going to be honest. There's somebody right now, my son, he's got a friend right now. They're in their early 20s and they're establishing and, you know, like kind of setting themselves up right now in life for what's wanted. And one of his good friends, it's a tough situation. He has a really unwanted roommate and he has a girlfriend and he's realizing the girlfriend isn't the future partner. And now he's really getting himself in a situation where he might end up marrying this girl. And the family is kind of involved and religion is going on. And really, it's all stemming out of lack and limitation. His friend doesn't have the money and the freedom to choose a safe place for him to live right now on his own. And now he's tied into a lease with an unwanted roommate that feels really unsafe and it's not a good situation. And he can't seem to get out of that. So now there's going to be financial stuff there. And now he's got to find a place to go while he still is financially and legally through this contract bind to this roommate and apartment. And it's unwanted. The apartment complex is a slumlord. We live in a double college town. So some of the apartments are really slumlord college places. So legally, he could probably do something if he got an attorney. But again, there's more money, right? And so I'm realizing how many people get themselves in a situation and there's so much momentum in that situation and it's unwanted from the beginning, but it's more survival mode. And so I'm witnessing this young guy who's amazing and has his whole future because of an unwanted roommate situation and lack and limitation and money struggles. He's now getting himself in a situation of probably marrying the girlfriend that's really not for him right now. I really just see so many people making choices out of lack and limitation, not out of, I want this. So, for example, a week ago, we go out for a very late night snack run. I wanted some soda water and some dark chocolate, and my husband, I don't know what he was wanting, popcorn or something, and pork rinds, and my son wanted some hot dogs. And so we made a trip. We have some pretty fantastic kind of gas stations. One of them you might know is called Bucky's, and it is like a snack central. It's amazing. And so we were making a run to one of our massive snack stores and it was late at night and I had just gotten off of a late night live stream and we all pile in the car, including the dog, and we roll down the windows and we live out in the country and it was a hot summer night and we had the windows down, we were playing music and we were back on our little country roads and no traffic. We were the only people on the road and we see a car in a ditch. The lights are going, the music's going, and it was like, what? Somebody must have been in that car. It was in the ditch. And it was on a backcountry road where, quite honestly, we could have been the only people on the road for a while. And when we see it, all three of us in the car, immediately, this is not good. Let's pull over. Like, we need to figure out who's in the car. My son, without a doubt, immediately calls 911. Nobody said a word. He immediately gets on with 911. I jump out of the car. My husband starts driving, and nobody is in the car. And there is a girl walking in the middle of the very dark road, and anybody could have run her over. I mean, we could have run her over, actually. If we hadn't have seen the car in the ditch with all the lights on, we would have taken that turn. And it was so dark. And she's just walking in the middle of the road. And the mom in me kicked in, right? The mom in me. I was immediately mom. Immediately. I go to her. Are you okay? Are you okay? She's on the phone. And my husband and son start saying she's highly intoxicated. She's so drunk. They see it. Well, my husband and son have a lot of restaurant experience, and they're actually TABC certified in the state of Texas. So they know a drunk person when they see them, and they immediately recognize that she was drunk. And I'm immediately worried that she is hurt, and we're trying to find out if anybody else is in the car. She is so intoxicated, making absolutely no sense, but she's very upset, saying, I'm just trying to get to this address. And she's repeating an address and just repeating an address. And we get her to the side of the road. And at this time, another car, I guess, had pulled up right before us, but they were making a U-turn down another street where we didn't see them. They were swinging back by. So at this point, another woman was in the street walking towards us, and the cops still weren't there. This woman saw this young lady get out of the driver's seat of the car. So she walks over. She says, I saw you get out. Are you okay? And she recognizes this girl is drunk. Come to find out, the girl is 21 years old. We live in a double college town, so that's not a surprise. And she was driving the car. It was her car. Nobody else was in the car. And we absolutely see how she drove into the ditch. It was a weird little country road with yield signs around a train. So there was a railroad track. It was this, it's a squirrely little triangle with yield sign intersection. Really odd, not normal. It's a country thing. If you don't know that area and it's nighttime, you could easily end up in one of the ditches. Easily. So we saw how she drove into that ditch, and somebody could have done that without being drunk, but she was so intoxicated, it was frightful. Frightful. Now, this isn't my husband and I's first time. I did a half cast over on Patreon right after the Fractal Infinity podcast. I did a half cast because a lot was going on with this idea of entanglement and other people's energy at the time. And I told a lot of personal stories over on Patreon. And one of the stories I told was of a drunk person leaving a restaurant. And we witnessed how terrible it was, and there was nothing we could do to stop it. And it was kind of the same situation here. There was nothing I could do to make this girl go back in time and not get in her car or not drink that much. There was nothing I could do. She made that choice for herself. And because of her choice, her car was in a ditch and she could have been run over by a car. Now, thankfully, there was this vibration of love and support for her. There really was, and protection. She was ultimately protected. And let me just tell you, yes, is her life now in her 20s going to be drastically different? Oh, yeah. She's completely changed the trajectory of her life by this one choice to drive her car. Maybe it was two choices. Maybe it was the drinking and the driving. And here's the thing. She made the choice to get in the car, just like the woman at the restaurant we were at a few months back. But here's the difference. This girl ended up on a street by herself. In a ditch, she did not get hurt. She could have been. She could have gotten run over in the road. She wasn't. Instead, two families, I mean, what are the odds? In the middle of the night, two families of loving people were there for her, getting her off the road, making sure she didn't get run over. Also, she didn't hurt anybody else. She didn't cause damage to anybody else's car or business. She actually didn't even cause damage to the city. She ended up in the ditch. She only damaged her own car. She didn't hurt anybody else, and she could have. She could have caused damage for somebody else. She could have ended somebody else's life, or her life could have been ended. Now, is her life going to be really uncomfortable? Yeah. She has two people that placed her in that car. She admitted to me she was driving the car, and two other witnesses saw her get out of that car. So there is body cam footage of when the police pull up here's how it goes. He sees where she is. He sees where the car is. He does all of his stuff to secure the area and make sure nobody else is hurt in the car. He immediately gets all of us into a safe location. And he begins to ask questions. He asks, is this your car? She says, oh, yes. And he asks, have you been drinking? She says, in front of everybody, and announces right to his body cam, I am so drunk. I am so intoxicated. I am drunk. Like, she just keeps going on how drunk she is. And she goes, but I'm 21. I am 21 years old. And then she goes on to say, I was with a lot of people tonight. They all had their IDs. And the officer was like, great. So he asked me and the other woman about her driving the car. He has us on record. He got our license. And we are witnesses that place her in that vehicle. She specifically told me, that is my car I was driving. So she has been booked on a DWI, 21 years old, and it's going to be pretty intense for her. There's no way she's going to be able to fight it with witnesses and two carloads of people that saw what happened. So she's going to have to own up for the decision, and it is going to change the trajectory. However, you can see in the vibration here, the protection for her. Ultimately, she was protected. It could have been a way worse situation. I don't know what's going on in her life and the vibration of her getting caught and that happening. She could have totaled the car, and it was a nice car. It was a nice car. I'm sure she was a college kid. So I'm sure parents are not happy. So is she going to have to be accountable probably the next 10 years of her life? Absolutely. Because why? She wasn't accountable in the choices that she made. So can one choice, one action change the trajectory of your physical life? Absolutely. So imagine the reverse of that. Imagine somebody that is out of control with their vibration. Imagine that. And they, in one moment, just like a negative happening, just like her choosing to drive and drive into the ditch, what if it was the opposite with the momentum? And it was a no more. So that story happened. There's somebody in the Lucid Life Vibes live stream community that had gotten many energy readings from me, also in the Patreon 1111 portal, listened to the podcast, really tuned in to the conversations that I was having. And in one moment, they chose to change their life just like this girl, but in the opposite direction and momentum. This was a woman who had experienced some physical disabilities and was married in an unwanted marital situation. Very abusive, mentally, physically, and emotionally abusive. And let me just say, in one night, something snapped in her. Something snapped. As her husband was coming at her, she chose to not be the victim. And in one instant, she changed everything in the middle of a beatdown. A traumatic moment. In the moment, in the present moment, she made a choice. I'm not going to allow him to do this anymore. I'm going to save my own life. She made one phone call to one person. That person made all the phone calls and took care of everything. The police came. The husband was removed. Let me just say this. Because that happened, because the choice this person made to save their life in that moment, everything has changed. Everything. That husband put in jail. The husband still in jail. She was able to get a divorce while he is still in jail. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be in jail for a really long time because of what he had done to her. And this had been going on for a very long time. And in one instant, she stopped it. And everything has supported her. Everything. Everything. She has her home. She has her health and her freedom. And she's healing. So just like one choice that can change things in the unwanted direction, it can also change it in the wanted direction. We can all make the choice to save our own lives. And that's what happened for me when I shifted. I chose to save my own life. I chose to not be a victim anymore. For me, the shift was, I am not going to be a victim to anything. I am not a victim to anything. That was my point of power. At any point I feel like I'm a victim, I know that is not it for me. Nope, that's a no. I am not a victim, and I take my power back. So what is it for you? What's that point for you? That's the shift. It's mental. It's the thoughts. And everything is shifting. Everything is shifting. Nothing is ever going to be the same on planet Earth. Nothing. Now, there's a lot of distraction and entertainment to think, to cause you to think, that want you to buy in to nothing is changing. But it is changing. And there's evidence everywhere. The amount of lives that have been being changed that I have been a witness to, unbelievable. It's so miraculous. And it's all in one instant, the snap of a finger, the mental, this is what I want. And then there's the allowing it to happen. How are you going to feed yourself the thoughts, the words as it's shifting? It took 9 months for you to grow in a womb. There was a birthing process. There's growth with your thoughts and your words. And if you keep saying it's not happening, you're right, it's not happening. If life is lack and limitation, it will be lack and limitation. So maybe it's a matter of asking the questions. What would it take for me to shift my reality? What would it take for me to shift my thoughts, shift my words? What would it take for me to be inspired instead of jealous or envious? There are people on this planet with a really heavy, low vibration. Yes, there's people that will fall away, that will return back. There are people that are learning lessons caught up in the karmic process and cycle. You don't have to be a part of that. You don't have to be entangled with others. You can shift out of that. You can shift away from that. Here's another thing. Let's say you're shifting out and away from others and situations, but there's timing with the money and there's timing with the living situation. Relax about it. Relax about it. What's in your control right now? What can you control right now? Where's the point of control for you? Maybe there's some stuff you let go of and allow that to work out for you and not focus on it anymore, because it's going to create fight or flight. And you're going to try to grasp for control of that. There's some stuff you got to let go of. While you're shifting, let go of it. Don't fight against it. You know, no more fight or flight. Take a nap. Take a nap. Do something different. The physical reality is the shift. This is why when I channel everything through my physicality, my physical experience. There is wonderful knowledge and guidance from non-physical, but we're having a physical reality. This is physical. There is physical time. Everything is time and space. So if you want to create a new reality, you got to create the space for that. So there is creating to be doing during the time. There's always something for you to be doing. There's always a doing. Even sleeping is a doing. Relaxing is a doing. When you can focus in on caring for yourself, feeding yourself, get simple, health and happiness. Kiss yourself, keep it simple, health and happiness. You're going to get simple about it. What are the things that bring you joy? That's what you're going to do. You're going to be joyful while you're shifting the thoughts and the words, comforting yourself. There's a need for self-focus, being in the center, balancing your on within yourself. When the wobble occurs and you're just out of control and it just feels terrible, back up off of it. Walk away. Take a nap. Sleep on it. Fight or flight is not the way anymore. There's a healing of that. There's so many humans that are in need of healing right now, mental, emotional, physical. So when you know, oh, I'm mentally drowning myself out. Oh, I'm emotionally drowning myself out. Right? And then what are the physical actions, right? Are you just a mess physically? Or are you turned off? Everything is a matter of choice. Everything. And you know what? Other people are going to roll up on you. There's a lot of people on planet Earth. There's a lot of vibrations going on. And here's another thing. As you're shifting and becoming, people want a part of that. I can't tell you the droves of people that want to be friends with me because they want to siphon my vibration. They think being friends with me means I'm going to hold the vibration for them. And I don't. I can't be friends with people that are heavy. If you're not going to have fun, then there's really nothing for us to do together because joy and happiness is my vibe. I don't sit around and complain with people. I just don't. If you need a moment because you're having a tough time, tell me. I'm having a really tough time. Here's what's happening. Great. Let's do something about that. Let's shift that. Let's do something. I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to opt out of that. I'm not going to participate in somebody else's low vibrations. Now, as a household, a family, yeah, it happens. It happens. We experience it. But that's for our family, right? And we hold the vibration for one another, encourage one another. So are there days that I eat ice cream and have pity parties with the people I love and be like, yeah, this doesn't feel good? Yes. Yes. But then what do? We turn it into what? A celebration for what is happening. Yeah, that is a no. This really sucks the life out of things. This is life sucking. This is a no-go. Here's what we want. Here's what we want to celebrate. Here's what we're manifesting. The shift requires the feeding, the comforting, keeping the momentum going. It's this willpower, or else you're just a victim. So it's either taking back your power and participating through all of your choices. And those choices are thoughts, words, actions, and creating the momentum forward. Or you're going to get caught up as a victim. And it is going to feel like riptides and tidal waves and riptides and tidal waves and riptides and tidal waves. And you're just going to be tossed around, chaos and confusion. Because a lot's going to come forward. A lot of truth is coming to light. So really, your self-knowing is so important now. It's also the time of the deep fake, right? Really, how do you feel about it? What do you know about it? Really tuning into yourself? That's what's needed in this time. Self-knowing, self-mastery. Where's the BS meter, right? Like, where's your BS meter? Oh, that's not true. Oh, that's not true. I mean, the amount of people that come into my live streams talking about planets retrograding and I very politely and kindly say, no planets retrograde. They don't retrograde. Planets do nothing in the universe moves backwards. Nothing. Not even a black hole. That nothing is moving backwards. Nothing is repeating. Anything that repeats is a choice. You allow the repeating. So if you're not going to allow it to repeat, it's done. It's over. It's over. You can purge thoughts and memories. You can purge pictures. You can purge actual physical things that create a past pattern or a memory. Let it go. Throw it away. Give it away. Be done with it. Those pictures that hold a low vibrational moment, be done with them. Let it go. Quit replaying it. Be done. The people who have passed on from this life that are no longer in physical, let them go. They've returned to the wholeness of who they are. Let it go. Whatever they did or didn't do, let it go. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It's cutting them and yourself loose. You can allow all that past trauma to become a past life. And if any of it tries to creep up on you again, you can be like, yeah, I don't think so. Nope, that's a big no. Let's say you've moved on, right? Let's say you've moved on, but somebody from your past comes back, or a vibration of your past comes back, or something comes up on you that reminds you. That's a point of power that you go, no, I don't think so. No, 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 not my vibe now. I don't think so. That should be empowerment. You should be celebrating that moment. Instead of feeling like you were just a victim. How did that just happen again? It didn't happen again. You didn't allow it to happen again. You made a different choice. I don't think we're tested. I don't think things come back as a test. I really don't. Some people, I think, do feel that way. Oh, I passed that test. I did it. Okay, well, great. If that makes you feel good. I think some of it is the subconscious and ego. You know, while you're shifting, your subconscious and ego are shifting, and they're concerned about some of that stuff. And it might still be a little bit of that vibration there. And maybe that person or that thing comes back, but this is your opportunity to be like, no, and take your power back. And then your subconscious and ego go, oh yeah, we're not a victim. It's a point of empowerment. Why is it a point of feeling like it's just happening again? It should be empowerment. It's shifting. You're shifting out of it. Now, what I love for all of us, the minute we mentally decide we want something, to mentally, like in that moment, win the lottery, be able to go and do whatever it is. Absolutely. I would love for at any point somebody decides, I want this for myself. They've got it. Here you go. Let's go right now. Here's the new place. Here's the new space. Here's the new money. Here's all of it. Yes. Can that happen for people? Absolutely, it can. Do I see it? Absolutely. You guys would not believe the amount of people in my coaching program, what we can do together in such a short amount of time. It's unbelievable. The things that were thought to be impossible, not impossible. The absolute life change and shifting, it's amazing. When you have two or more people gathered and the energy is magnified, oh my goodness. So you really want to get things happening for yourself? Get other people on board that support you. Come to my lives, right? Lucid Life Vibes on Kick, Lucid Life Vibes official on TikTok. I don't know how long I'll be on TikTok. I come and go from TikTok all the time. I have a lot of support there, but I really dislike that app. So Kick is a new live streaming app. It's just for live streaming. It's funded. It is in beta mode, but it's amazing. It's just like watching TV. It's kind of like YouTube in a way. And it's just for watching live streaming. And then you can watch the instant replay. So if you miss one of my lives, you can watch the replay. My lives are all about really shifting the vibration and holding the vibration. I really want to create that sacred space and that environment for people to shift the conversation, to shift their vibration. But you have to know there's layers of vibration. There's layers of shifting. It can be right now, but it can take some time. So I think there's a lot of false beliefs around law of attraction, law of vibration, all that kind of stuff, that it's time to shift all of that to make it simple. So yeah, everything we've been learning and been told about planet Earth, not true. A lot of the truth coming forward, so much stuff that was deemed conspiracy theories are true. I mean, look at the people that created the word conspiracy theory, right? It's all there. It's all there. They've been hiding the truth. So let's get back to, I have been doing this study. I've been doing this study on manifesting in the physical reality over the past 100 years. So as I'm finishing up this podcast, let's talk about how you can really shift based on time and space. Let's talk about this. How can you shift? We talked about the mental and the emotional. How can you really shift the physical? Well, time was different before 2012, and now time is really much faster. I've been saying this on repeat as well. What you used to be able to, what would take you a year, you can do in a month. That's why my 30-day coaching is so powerful. I mean, if you would just focus for 30 days, what you could accomplish is insane. So a lot of year-long programs, I think you could do in a month. Things that used to take a month can happen in a week. We used to happen in a week. You can do it in a day. It's amazing, really. What you can do in an hour vibrationally is life-changing. So the time around manifesting has shifted since 2012. So I think a lot of things that people were saying previous to 2012 around time and manifestation, maybe there was some accuracy, maybe there was some truth, but that's changed. I also noticed in 2022, things really became physical with the shift, meaning the new time and location that we're in the universe, space and place in the universe. That shifted in 2022. It was like we physically embodied 10 years after, it just was there. You could feel it. So when I feel through the energy, it almost feels like 2002, which would have put us right after the whole 9/11, right? September 11th. If we were to really go back to 2002 and really see things really started shifting at 2002 through 2022. If we were to look at 2002 through 2022, I think that would be wow. What physically occurred. That was the major, major shifting. 2002 to 2022. And it's interesting because we have this 22 vibration of Master Builder. So I see things shifted. And now here we are in 2023. It's just so different. It's like the floodgates are open. It's like the floodgates are open. There's not so much resistance. And the lower vibrational stuff, man, it's almost like they're running scared. You can feel it. And so when you just ignore the low vibration, you just let it go, cut them loose, and just allow them to become invisible. Allow your no's, the stuff that's no for you, to become invisible, that you don't have to fight. There's no revenge needed, right? They're just going to deal with their own vibe. And you're going to do your thing and be free. And you disconnect from that, that is amazing. There is right now the invitation to totally disconnect from the heaviness and the no for you, making it invisible. That's how you soar. So let's go back 100 years. People talking about manifesting. Absolutely amazing. Jose Silva. So many different people that worked with self-hypnosis, talking about the theta, the gamma, the delta brainwave states of mind, talking about reprogramming the thoughts. Really amazing things began to happen. And when we look back, there are people that were manifesting using their mind and their words, really using their words as spells, and a lot of people doing writing exercises. So the inventors, Tesla, right, all these different inventors, they would write themselves letters. So what they would do is, as they were inventing something, or they had a problem or an equation or something they were trying to solve and invent, they would write themselves a letter looking for the solution, and they would mail it to themselves. Now, the mail probably took a couple of weeks or a month to get back to them, or some of them would even sleep with it, write a letter, or they would put the textbook or the information under their pillow and sleep. Some of them would even sit on the materials. So while they were working, they would sit on the books, sit on the letters, asking the questions. So a lot of inventors, they would write letters to the universe, to themselves, letting the problem be known, seeking the answer, all the details. And it would come to them. So there's a lot of neurologists also that talk about writing. There was one neurologist in particular that talked about writing with your non-dominant hand and how amazing that is. So I actually did this for a while. I would write with my right hand, my dominant hand, and then I'd write with my left hand, my non-dominant hand, to reinforce what was wanted. There's also this idea of emotional freedom technique, tapping, really tapping in the points of the body. So there's a lot of techniques that have been used for manifestation. And whether it's mental, emotional, or physical, clearing stuff that's unwanted, letting it go, the healing of it, or the creating of something new, a lot of these techniques are used. It's a matter of reprogramming the mind and the vibration based on what you think. So I think part of the problem with this more present day law of attraction, or this idea of vibration, is, well, I'll just mind my vibe. Like, I'll just fake it until I make it. I'll just be positive. I'll just be positive, positive, positive. Well, if your subconscious and ego is not on board, if you don't believe, if you're not on board with this positivity or whatever the thoughts are, then it's almost working against you, because you're like, no, I'm not that. So I like to use the I am that I am statements. I am that I am. I am a powerful creator. I am that I am. I am knowing I am that I am. Really programming in what you are. I am life force energy. I am. It's a becoming. I am that. I am freedom. I am that I am. I am money energy. I am abundance. I am that I am. I am shifting my reality. I am shifting my words. I am that I am. It's powerful. So there's this invitation to become it. Drop the affirmations. Start making I am that I am statements. Pick one for the month. Pick one every day. Reprogramming I am that. It's a becoming. So the people that have really physically manifested what they want, it is the thoughts and the words and the actions that have created what they want. That's just, when I look back at the past 100 years, the people that have physically manifested what they want, that have been successful as manifestors, it is them focusing their thoughts and their words and their actions on what are wanted. And they didn't stop. So back in the 50s and 60s, there is a family, and they are known for winning the most amount of contests. There were entry forms, enter to win forms. There were state fair contests, all sorts of things. And there is a specific family, and the mother was leading the thought, positive thought for the whole family around winning things. And they started this positive thought campaign in their house. All the mom and the kids got on board, and they talked about how it was so easy to win contests, that they would win prizes all the time. Well, guess what? They did this positive thought campaign for 10 years before they ever won anything. For 10 years. For 10 years. But guess what happened? The tidal wave happened. the tidal wave. So it was like a 10-year riptide of them really saying, we're winners, this is easy, on repeat for 10 years. They win, and guess what? They don't stop winning. They even won a home. Now, they didn't win a home like now on these TV shows where they would build this crazy expensive house and nobody could keep up with it or really afford it, and it was where they built it. No, this was, you win a home, you get to pick which home you want, where you want it, and we'll buy it. They got to pick what home they wanted, where they wanted it to be, and they bought the home for them. So it wasn't like this custom-built dream fantasy home that nobody could afford. They won so many prizes, the tidal wave of their thoughts never ended. That's what's happening here. And maybe you should go back and listen to the Riptide Tidal Wave podcast here. There is this feeding the momentum, the willpower, and it's about you, nobody else. It's about you. It's not on anybody else and what anybody else does to you. It's where you're in the center of the focus. X marks the spot, the X, the everything for you. Being centered on that. Where's that point? Where's the X for you? The treasure, the wanted life. This is what I want. You got to think it. You got to say it. You got to write it down. This is my, you got to write the story of your life. I am freedom. I am happiness. I am health. I am wealth. What do you want? Knowing what you want, talking about it, and the people that aren't on board, well, they're probably not supposed to be in your life. And that's okay. You can cut them loose in you. Nobody has to be homeless and hungry. You can shift. Allowing yourself to shift. The thoughts, words, they matter. It's a physical experience. It's a physical shift.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.